Cinderlong.
Yes.
One moment, sir.
Hello?
I want to mention two things.
Hi, Russell. I'm sorry. I've been meeting with the science advisor group, and I just had to slip out.
Yeah, it's a tough job you've got. Two things I want to mention to you. One of them, Tiger Teague told me that he's ready to do whatever you say to do about that veterans insurance bill that you helped me put through the Senate two or three times. They tell me that 8,000 veterans would take advantage of that to take out insurance if that bill passes, and I think their wives would like it more than they would, and I really think it's there's a lot of mileage in that for you, particularly to do it now. And if you just tell Tiger that you want to pass that bill, he'll go ahead and put it through, I think. We've amended the House bill, and it's over there, and he's ready for him to move to take it up if he wants to.
All right, I'll look into it. I'll check.
Of course, there's something else you're doing for him that makes him feel grateful to you about that, no matter whatever it is, and he's ready to do it if you ask him to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's number one. Now, number two, I'm going to have to ask to see you sometime soon. I probably Hale Boggs Redwoods might be with me about this Tideland thing. As a son of Louisiana, I've got to be for Louisiana getting as much out of Tideland as I can.
Yeah.
As a practical matter, as your friend, as a guy who's thinking about Russell Long, too, I don't think you are making a firm commitment to after this election.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that, frankly, about the way Kennedy played it was about the way President ought to play that thing.
Mm-hmm.
And just take a look at it after the election's all over with and see just what... See just how far he wants to go for somebody and send that them deliver first. If they deliver, well, I'd feel like going stronger than I would if they don't deliver.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you'd be wise to take that.
That's good. That's
but,
good.
But for the record, I've got to be for Louisiana getting it all.
Very good. I understand.
That's it.
I understand.
I'd appreciate it if you would give Tiger a call when you feel it's supposed to do it.
All right, I'll check right into it, Russell.
Thanks so much.
And you call in time you want to see me. What, I see this governor yesterday had a little statement. Was any significance in that?
Well, I tell you, Mr. President, that fellow figured that you owe him quite a bit for fixing up so you didn't have to run a primary with Wallace down there. As a practical matter, he's been making statements in the presence of as many as 15 people with me there that this Wallace thing might offer him a way where he could kind of get off the hook of not being for a Republican and still for a Democrat, namely Wallace, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And but I think he was planning to vote for it, but right now he's got all his whole damn state administration up there trying to beat Gillis Long, which is something he's proved to do if he wants to. It's kind of a small matter of spite, in my opinion. And I'm not campaigning in that district. I don't think it's too smart thing for me to do. But at the same time, if he can put all that crowd to work to try to beat a congressman, by God, he can put them to work for you if he wants to, you understand?
Mm-hmm.
Which is why I say that that just my thought about it is that in that area, there's a lot of potential of what you can do for somebody if you want to. But I just don't think that from where you're sitting that you ought to firmly commit yourself to anything until you take a damn good look at it and see.
That's right. That's what
And frankly, the politics is such that it's logical that the other fellow would have to deliver first.
Yeah, that's right. That's what I'll do. What I'm doing here, this civil rights thing, I came in, the bill was up there. I couldn't say tear it down. I'm against it. I haven't called a human being. I haven't done anything that's officious that I know of. When things get so bad that they can't do anything else, well, I send in the FBI and they just investigate it. I haven't ordered in any paratroopers or any divisions, and I've done the best I could. I've let some Navy boys in little white jackets search around with the FBI and local officers, and I'm getting along reasonably well with the governors involved, the governor of Mississippi, and he and I talk back and forth two or three times a week, and I try to cooperate. I had Hoover down there, and Hoover met with him and went to the mansion, had lunch, and had a press conference and opened a new office. I'm doing what I can to carry out my oath of office and at the same time not be ugly and vicious and mean and be as considerate of my fellow man as I can and still try to lead the nation. And I can understand how this thing is in Mississippi and Alabama and Louisiana and East Texas and Georgia and all these places. I'm not unaware of it because I've spent 56 years in it and living in it, and I'm trying my damnedest to walk the tight rope that I got to walk to try to to be fair to all concerned and be worthy of the confidence I have in him, but I don't know. It's my difficult thing.
Well, I think if you can just play it in low key from here on till November, I think it's going to get steadily better for you. I mean, this thing had to pass sooner or later, and when it does, why, momentarily, it creates a big storm and that sort of thing. It's that damn controversy card who just stopped those damn demonstrations. It helped tremendously, you know.
Yeah, sure.
But right now, I'd say we got the worst of it, but it can't go any way but up from here on in, it seems to me. So I think it'll steadily improve.
Okay, my friend. God bless you.
Thank you.
Bye.
After.